With Mother's Day rapidly approaching on May 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts, and when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses, dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
Welcome to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
On this National Day of Prayer, it is instructive to recall the words of the famous Frenchman Alexis de Tocqueville, who traveled extensively in the United States in the 1830s and wrote a two-volume book called Democracy in America that immediately became a classic. De Tocqueville pointed out the essential importance of religion in the founding of America. Based on his firsthand observations, he wrote, "In America, religion leads to wisdom. The observance of divine laws guides man to freedom. The whole destiny of America is encapsulated in the first Puritan to land upon its shores." De Tocqueville credited God's divine intervention alone for the successful emigration of the British to America on such a dangerous voyage. He said, "The founding of New England was a novel spectacle, and everything attending it was unusual and original. It was the germ of a great nation which God placed on a predestined shore." De Tocqueville described how America's early settlers came not only to practice Christianity, but to form a civil society based on biblical principles. He noted the intentional partnership between Christianity and government by the early Americans who wrote our laws. De Tocqueville said that the early Americans had the idea of using biblical texts in writing their laws. "The overriding concern of these legislators," he said, "is the preservation of moral order and good practices in their society." Alexis de Tocqueville paid tribute to what he called divine wisdom bestowed on the early settlers, saying, "It was at the very same time that these same principles, unknown or neglected by European nations, were being proclaimed in the New World to become the future symbol of a great nation." In other words, de Tocqueville believed that America became great and prospered because of the unique way that early Americans combined Christianity with the creation of the new government they established.
Are you shocked by judges ruling against the Pledge of Allegiance, the Ten Commandments, and the traditional definition of marriage? For more on the threat to self-government by activist judges and Phyllis Schlafly's new book called The Supremacists, call 1-800-726-8096. That's 1-800-726-8096. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says, the man who makes no mistakes doesn't usually make anything. Derry Brownfield!
Hello there. Derry Brownfield here. And I'm happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is a talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. Now, I don't know what I heard. So I hate to tell you this, and not knowing that it's right, and I hate to not mention it, thinking maybe that it is or it is going to happen. Yesterday afternoon, and I'm not sure whether I wasn't watching anything. I was listening. The television set was on, and I heard either CNN or Fox, and I'm just reasonably sure that they said Henry Paulson was appointed Secretary of the Treasury. Now, apparently he has not been, because I have checked this out this morning. We can't find it if he is, and I didn't hear anything on the news saying that he was. But let me tell you who Henry Paulson is, because this is important. And he could be the Secretary of the Treasury. If not now, maybe later on. You see, what's the Secretary of Treasury's name now? Snow is his last name. I can't even think of his first name. But Snow is talking about, or people are talking about, Snow resigning as the Secretary of the Treasury. And Henry Paulson is in line for the job. Now, let me give you a little background on Henry Paulson. Like I said, I thought I heard the news media yesterday say that he had been appointed. Maybe they were using the same information that I have, saying they are expecting him to be appointed. But anywho, here's what the deal is. Henry Paulson heads up Goldman and Sachs. He's been the chief executive officer of Goldman Sachs for some time now. He also is a pretty rich dude. He's worth at least several hundred million dollars. And besides that, he's got money, okay? That's always kind of an old joke. He's a rich millionaire with money, all right? So that's Henry Paulson, who is the chief executive officer of Goldman Sachs. You say, well, what's wrong with that? Nothing. Except that's not the only thing that he heads up. He is Nature Conservancy's top dog. He heads up Nature Conservancy. Now, we know a little bit about Nature Conservancy, and if you're a regular listener, you know how powerful Nature Conservancy is. We know how many scandals it's had. It's a big environmental group that buys up land. It is probably the richest nonprofit, or should I say, the most profitable nonprofit organization in the whole world ever. The annual income, now this is just annual income of Nature Conservancy, is $800 million. But Nature Conservancy has assets of $4 billion. Now, I don't know how they count their assets, but they own land literally all over the world, and buy up land as if there were going to be no more land. And, of course, there isn't going to be much more land, at least. But anywho, John Snow, that's his name, John Snow, is expected to leave office within the next couple of months, according to the information I have. Now, maybe what I heard yesterday afternoon, I usually come in the house for a few minutes from the time I leave here till I go back outside and just flip the thing on thinking I might miss something important, and I heard that. Like I said, whether it was CNN or Fox, could have been using exactly the same information that I've had for several days. But let me see. This came to me. Well, usually there's a date on the. Okay, May the 2nd. So I've had this for a couple of days. All right. Now, Paulson not only heads up Goldman Sachs, but also the Nature Conservancy. And we don't know how much money he has raised for the 2004 re-election campaign for George Bush, but we know it's more than $100,000. Now, to somebody that has $100 million, $100,000 doesn't amount to much. But anyway, that's what the situation is. Paulson has had articles favorable to him placed in Fortune magazine, CNN Moneyline, CNNMoney.com, the Wall Street Journal, and the New York Times. Now, let's go back to the New York Times. The New York Times is, they are greeny weenies all the way. They are extreme environmentalists. And their editorial board wrote this editorial saying what a great guy Henry Paulson was a couple weeks ago. They claim he has a sense of moral purpose and could be a true economic steward. Now, if Paulson, if he does take this office, whether he has or not, I don't know. See, I haven't heard anything on the news that Snow was even going to resign, but apparently he is. And if New York Times goes on and tells about what a great economic steward he would be to this country, but let's realize that Paulson has been heading up this Nature Conservancy all these years, so you know how he feels about spending money for taking private property. It's as simple as that. Now, Paulson is a Republican, okay? Now, here's the thing that really throws the curve to me. How can a Republican run the Nature Conservancy? To me, that's just impossible. That you could have someone that is supposed to believe, as the Republican platform says, could even run an organization like that. You know, he should be a Clinton-Babbitt Democrat. Now, this is what I've been trying to tell you guys all along. There's no difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. They're going to get their people in there regardless. And here he is. If he is, and maybe he won't be, maybe we're just jumping to conclusions here, but Henry Paulson is very possibly going to be the Secretary of the Treasury, and that's going to put the Nature Conservancy in a position, perhaps, where they can, what do they always say about somebody working in the courthouse, and they've got their arm in the cash register up past their elbow. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Terry Brownfield Show.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
And we have returned some interesting information on Joe Arpaio. Now, some of our listeners know a little bit about Joe Arpaio. I had him on the air back many, many years ago. I didn't look up to see exactly when. It's been at least 10 years, I'd say. But Joe Arpaio is the Maricopa County Sheriff in Arizona. And that, of course, covers Phoenix. And Joe Arpaio has the sign out over the jail that vacancy, because he has plenty of room to put prisoners away. What he's done, he's gone out in the desert, put up, I haven't seen the fence, but he put up a fence that people cannot escape from. There's no television out there. There's no air conditioning. They sleep in tents and on cots. He feeds them green bologna sandwiches. And he said he doesn't want them to feel like they're staying at the Conrad Hilton when they're there at his place. Now, he's upset about all these illegals coming in across the border into Arizona. And he says something has to be done. And they have a new anti-smuggling law. They can't do anything. You know how it is with the amnesty and all that. And this is one thing I don't like about Joe Arpaio. He is a government man all the way. He's strictly, if Washington tells him to do something, he's going to fall in line. He's a great guy, but he believes in the government, okay? And so he doesn't do anything to the illegals themselves. But in Arizona, they have a new state law that is an anti-smuggling law. So he can crack down on what they call the coyotes, the people that are getting paid to bring illegals into the country. And he said there's so many coming in that it's almost an impossibility to do it with his regular staff. He has about 100 deputies. But now he has a 3,000-man posse. These are volunteers that just want to help stop this smuggling. And one of the possemen says that the posse is anxious to be a part of the sheriff's solution to the immigration problem. As a group of law-abiding people, we are fed up with the number of people who come into this country illegally. We're tired of the drugs and some of them bring to sell to our young people, and we're ready and willing to assist sheriff deputies in the fight against illegal immigration. I got 3,000 of these people. Arpaio says His deputies so far have made 7 anti-smuggling cases in the last few weeks, and the 120 illegals have been arrested and jailed. In his prison, he now houses about 10,000, but he said, that's no problem. He said, there's plenty of sand out there. He said, I can build more jail in a hurry. Anyhow, he's got 2,000 of them in the tents that he erected back in 1993. He said he's ready to expand his jail facilities. Well, let's take a break. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
Derry Brownfield Show.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
With Mother's Day rapidly approaching on May 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts, and when you buy any 2 gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses, dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
Department of Agriculture says it's going to cut back on testing for mad cow disease. Now, you remember, and I don't have a lot of time today to go into this, but here's what they're telling us. They, first of all, don't want to test at all. It's obvious. And I'll tell you why they must test in a minute. And I didn't even realize this until just the other day. But the Department of Agriculture wants to cut spending on its mad cow disease surveillance program because they say the disease is very rare in the United States. Then they come up with a real no-brainer here. The USDA said that the results of screening brain samples from 696,000 cows show that the disease infects fewer than 1 in a million adult cattle in the United States. Now stop and think. How do they know? They have screened 696,000, and they say there's less than 1 in a million that would have the disease. They haven't even screened 1 million, and they found, what, three now? Is it 3 or 4? Come on! Can you believe this? But hey, this came from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, so it's got to be true. Must be right. No, they say they use statistical models. That's how they did that. The number of infected adult cattle could range from a single animal to 24 across the entire country. And we've been spending $1 million a week doing this testing. And the Secretary of Agriculture says there's little justification for continuing. The USDA official said they haven't decided when to reduce mad cow testing levels or by how much, but international would you ever have thought that the foreigners are telling us we must do this? International standards. Now, see, this goes back to the animal identification program. That's all tied together. Again, I'm not going to go into that in detail today, but you can bet those entanglements that we have signed, you don't call them in treaties anymore. They're just so much paper that has been signed, and we must abide by what the foreigners tell us to do. And the international standards calls for the screening of roughly 40,000 of the 42 million adult cattle in the United States. So, here we are. We must do it. We have pledged. We have written our name, the bottom of the dotted line, and now our rules are set by foreign dictators. Anything changed? Let's go to the telephones here. I have Steve Shank standing by. Steve is with the organization entitled J. Michael Stevens Group, eFoodsDirect.com. Steve, hi. It's good to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Hey, it's great to be here, Derry.
What do you think?
Okay, I got to ask you a question.
Ask me two of them.
You gotta realize that I'm somewhat cynical, and I got a really real attitude problem. So
you know, hey, join the club.
What was the intention politically, I guess, with regard? You know, you and I talk about liberty and freedom all the time.
Talk about it's about all we do, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Well, no, I do a little something. I send out some dried carrots to somebody every once in a while so they can maintain their freedom, don't have to go stand in the red line and get the mark. But other than that, I don't know what you're doing. You're just impressing everybody.
Well, impressing or depressing or something. But go ahead. What's your question?
Let's talk about this mad cow disease thing. If you got cows, they wander around, and you can catch them, and you can test them, can't you?
Well, no. The government will not allow an individual to have them tested.
No. I mean, they can test them.
The government can test them.
So they can come up with the statistical justification for how concerned we should be about the mad cow disease, right?
Well, I guess so.
Okay, but what they're finding is that they can't come up with the statistical justification for why we should be concerned about mad cow disease. Is that right?
I have no idea what's behind this.
Well, very simply, if they haven't found enough in the models to justify concern for the mad cow disease, they're stopping it. Now, let me ask you a question. If you can go out and catch a few cows out there and test them and come up with statistics, and you find that your statistics aren't telling you what you wanted to hear, how about if we switch over to the birds?
Well, the bird flu is the big thing right now. But let me go back to this mad cow thing. They only test, to the best of our knowledge now, they only test what we call downers. These are cows that cannot get up. They're on the way to the tankage plant anyway. And we find out that the tankage plants, you know, the dead meat companies that come out on the farm or the ranch and pick up the deads and take them in, and then they get the hide off of them. The hides are usually good, and then they can go into dog food or something like that. And they're getting paid, I've heard, up to $40 a head for sending in the brain tissue. I don't know that this is right. This is all beer joint talk.
I got you.
But it makes sense.
I know.
But the whole deal is the feds don't want to do this because they're protecting their buddies who are running the packing plants across not only here in the United States but across the world, and must take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Gold prices closed higher Wednesday after a stronger dollar triggered some early profit-taking. Silver prices fell on speculative fund selling. Gold closed up $1.80 to $666 an ounce. Silver fell 43 cents to $13.76 an ounce. The least talked about reason for gold's dramatic rise is the past shorting and manipulating of it. The gold cartel is imploding as we speak, says Peter Grandwich, editor of the Grandwich Letter. Now this.
Today, experts are calling for gold to hit $1,000, $2,000, even $3,000 an ounce. The good news is, it's not too late. Gold is still a bargain. 5 years ago, my book, Rediscovering Gold, announced the start of a new gold rush. If you want to understand gold before it hits four digits, call now for my latest newsletter, The Rule of Gold, at 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUYCOIN. Discover why gold rules.
The American agriculture movement supports the development of alternative energy production by using lesser polluting biodiesel, ethanol, and wind energy. But AAM believes another source of energy capable of increasing United States energy independence and helping economic development and jobs in rural America is overlooked. It's biomass. Biomass is organic, non-fossil material and can replace the use of some fossil fuels. Production of ethanol from corn benefits producers about $1 billion. Use of excess ag biomass could increase farmers' income by $10 billion or more and competes very well with fossil fuels. For more information or to join the American agriculture movement, call 605-993-6201. That's 605-993-6201 or go online at aaminc.org.
Recently on the Derry Brownfield Show, we talked with Charlie Stewart about his DVD, Alternative Power Video, and how he and his family have built their own house and live off the grid using solar power and biodiesel.
Jeff, there are no power lines whatsoever on our place here. Our plan was never from day one to be hooked up to the electric company. I had no electrical training, no framing, no building, no plumbing, no heating. None of that kind of training whatsoever. I just had a desire. I just wanted to do it. We're now in our sixth year. It has been the most satisfying thing I think I've ever done in my entire life, and it just gives me so much joy. I want to share it with anybody and everybody that'll listen to me.
Alternative Power Video in DVD format only is 70 minutes long for just $24.95. To order, send check, cash, or money order to Power Video, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. For credit card orders, go to alternativepowervideo.com.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who says he's a lot like insanity without the bulky gloves and helmet, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. We're visiting now with Steve Shank. Steve Shank is with eFoods Direct. He says where you get the most for the best for the least. And Steve, you said a while ago that you were doing something that was helping this country along a little bit. Every once in a while, you sent somebody a dried carrot. I want to know how you know whether it's a good carrot or a bad carrot.
Well, we just have some suppliers that we trust. They don't use any of the genetically altered stuff, and they don't use any of the imports from Mexico that have been raised with the stuff that'll make you glow in the dark and walk sideways. But, you know.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it kind of is. We've been working with a lot of families over the last 25 years to mess with it, so. But anyway, the foods that we're working with are for long-term storage, and the whole idea is freedom and liberty. I was mentioning with regard to the mad cow disease, at first, back a couple years when they came up with this and did all the testing, those of us in the preparedness community, I guess if you can call it a community, were really concerned because we felt that that was what was going to be used to justify testing and using the what would you call it, disease control mechanism that we have here in the country to restrict travel and all that. What I was getting at earlier in the conversation was that when you hanging off of that one, but they've let go with that hand, but they're hanging on to the bird flu now. But the bird flu is kind of an interesting deal. It's almost ideal for the simple reason that you can't really test wild birds all that readily, and they could be carrying something. Now, one of the thoughts that we came up with, Derry, as we go over the impact of all of these maneuvers that are going on out there with regard to our liberty and freedom. One of the news commentaries that we heard yesterday morning was the fact that they're thinking that if the bird flu gets going, that they're going to have to restrict travel in the country.
Oh, they definitely. That was the very first thing Bush came up with, if you remember. Mm-hmm. Back months and months and months ago, he said, you know, we're going to have to quarantine maybe entire states or even areas.
Mm-hmm. Well, the interesting thing is that the limitation of travel within the country. Now, I don't want to sound awfully conspiratorial, but there's been a lot of discussion among people that have been calling us for food supplies with regard to whether the bird flu is valid or not. I don't think it is. I think it's a bunch of horsepucky, but that's my opinion. But the interesting thing is, Derry, that it doesn't make any difference whether it's dangerous or not. It could be benign as all get out, but if enough furor and enough propaganda is put behind it to justify the fact that it is dangerous, then all of the liberties of travel, all the liberties of controlling our own destiny and the freedom to even leave our houses can be removed under the auspices of an epidemic situation.
See, all you have to... All you have to do is look back at the Katrina hurricane last summer and what they did to the people in New Orleans. And I think it's quite easy to see that, hey, they wanted to see how they could handle a group of people like this. And I think they were getting ready for the bird flu back then. And
that, let me tell you the next step. The next step is very simple. Now, you notice that they're coming out, and one would think that they are encouraging the people that work with the J. Michael Stevens Group for putting in food supplies. You would think that they were encouraging because what they're saying is everyone needs to get in a little non-perishable food supply so that if they have to stay in their house, then they're safe. Okay, they can go through this quarantine and have something to eat. But I have to tell you, as I've worked with food supplies over the last 25 years, with what we're facing, with the history of countries that have gone socialist and controlled their people with food, which is what they always do, with the history of world famines and all this kind of stuff, there is no way a family can be self-reliant for less than 3 years and stay under the radar screen. So what's happening, I put together a little one-minute spot that I sent down to you folks, and you're going to be playing that over the next week or so for families. And it points out the fact that by telling the population...
Hey, Steve, excuse me, but, you must be on a cell phone.
No, I'm not.
You're not. Well, we're breaking up here real bad, and maybe it's in my headset or something.
No, it's Steve's connection at this point, Steve. It just sounds like maybe a half-loose wire has come half-loose because the beginning of the broadcast we had you loud and strong, and now it's getting weaker.
Well, it pops. It comes and goes.
Don't know if anything has changed on your end, but we're still live on the air.
Okay, go ahead. We'll ride it through for another 3 or 4 minutes here, and then we'll have a commercial break. Maybe we can call back on a different line or something.
Okay, we'll try and do that. What I'm thinking is very simply that they need a degree of deniability. When it comes to the point where the bird flu is used, you see, whether or not the bird flu is a significant threat.
Okay, Steve, we're going to have to do something.
Yeah, we are. Okay. It's just too bad to go on. So, Steve, I'm going to ask you to hang up and give me a call right back. And
I'll give you a call back.
do that right now. And our number here is 1-800-973-3779. You know the number, 1-800-97-DAIRY. Just before, in the middle of the break there, Derry said, where's my printed sign that says 1-800-973-3779? It's been in the studio for 11 years, and now...
Yeah, they threw it away.
We threw it away.
Yeah, I was going to take that home and frame it and put it up back in my outdoor privy or something.
Derry, I'll print you.
Remember old times.
I'll print you another number, Derry.
No, it would have to be the same.
It wouldn't be the same.
It wouldn't be the same.
Man,
no.
Very good. We'll give Steve another minute here to call us back.
Okay. I might mention that Steve has been in business, or at least the J. Michael Stevens Group has been in business over 25 years, and they're not a retailer. They are a cooperative. So you work through them. You can, if you're interested, they're more or less like a purchasing agent for you. So they know where the good stuff is, and they know how to get it to you at the least cost, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But, in fact, their comment is, or their slogan is, the very most of the very best for the very least. And, as I said, they are a co-op rather than a typical retailer. They say their job is to order for you the storable foods that you need from suppliers that we know you can trust. Have we had any success there getting Steve back? Not yet. Okay. Steve tells us that there are several reasons to store food. One is if you lose your job or unemployed, if there's a big economic downturn, which usually means losing your job or being unemployed. Steve's back. Hi. How are we doing this time?
Well, I hope you can hear me. How's this doing?
Much, much, much improved. You bet.
Okay. Well, I tell you what I was saying. If there's a quarantine, any kind of an emergency where people have to stay in their homes, if they don't have the wherewithal, the food primarily, to take care of themselves, then the Homeland Security system will be forced to take them into centers, gathering centers.
And they become concentration camps. We saw that during Katrina, didn't we?
Well, and very simply, if you look at it, it's something that no one is realizing. I've got my oldest son has a mother-in-law who lived in England during World War II. They went to the bomb shelters. Now, let me tell you what happens in concentration camps. I didn't say it that way on the one minute, but when people listen to this, we're going to mention the fact that in Katrina, the Superdome, and in World War II, bomb shelters in England, and in concentration camps in various phases of the world's history, what they become is a incubator for disease, where the people there are literally exposed to dozens of life-threatening diseases. So, very simply, it doesn't make any difference whether the bird flu is a viable reason or not. If they make it one, then if the wimpy little bird flu that probably doesn't have as much efficacy as the regular flu season doesn't get them, the fact is that the camps and the immunization will. Because I don't know how many of your listeners are tracking the track record of immunization for disease in this country, but one of the things that some of the folks that are way, way radical, I guess by most people's thinking, are concerned about is that the inoculation and the immunizations are worse than the disease in most cases.
That's been a pretty much proven fact over the past several decades. Hey, let's take a break. We'll be right back, and you're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number, 1-800-973-3779.
With Mother's Day rapidly approaching on May 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The classic rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts, and when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free.
The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses, dipped in 24 karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
And we're back visiting with Steve Schenck. Steve, while we were trying to get the line straightened out, I mentioned the fact that you are, or your organization is a cooperative. You're not a regular retailer, but more or less in our group, we would say kind of an order buyer, right?
To a certain extent, yeah. What we do is we combine a lot of orders from a lot of families together on long-term emergency food supplies, and that way we can negotiate very good pricing. And more important right now, Derry, we're able to negotiate for availability. It is getting to be a very serious issue to find food that you can trust that is storable. And what's happening with the move to control transport in the country that will be connected with the bird flu. You see, what people need to do is the government is telling them to put in a supply of food. But if the government is telling them to put in a small supply, they better realize that they're going to have to put in a very large one. Because unless you can sustain yourself, unless you can maintain your independence and self-reliance, you will have to be involved with the government breadlines, and that means that you'll either be in a gathering center, or at minimum you'll have to identify yourself and take the identification code. And the main thing that's happening now, as you know, they're tagging livestock in Texas, and the intention is to keep track of all the domestic livestock. And with the control of food, essentially, that controls the population. Now, there are several things that people can do in terms of study, but I just want to point out that unless a family is able to sustain themselves for a prolonged period of time, we're talking 2 or 3 years in most cases. And now that sounds like a huge job.
Yeah, where do you come up with 2 or 3 years? What are you basing that on?
Well, we're basing it on previous countries, pre-World War II Germany, most of the Soviet bloc countries, Cuba, any of the countries that have gone socialist and taken over control of the population use food to do it. The other thing is if you want to look at it from the Christian standpoint, the scriptures, they talk about a famine. And we know that there's going to be a prolonged winter and, you know, all of the things that, that people who are into scripture study realize from the book of Revelation and also various other sources that people are using. I don't want to be the bearer of bad tidings, but what I suggest to people is that they seriously study what they think for their own family will be an adequate period of time for them to need to be able to be self-reliant, whether it's from the standpoint of the last day stuff in the scriptures or from a, it's from the standpoint of looking at previous countries that have gone the route that they're attempting to take our country, where freedoms are lost. The only way that families can maintain any modicum of freedom is by having enough of a supply of food so that they never become dependent on outside resources.
Okay, we're going to take another break.
We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special cow-calf pair sale this coming Saturday, that's May the 6th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. A high percentage of these cows are young and have spring calves by their side. Ned Snyder's consigned 160 pairs of heifers that originated out of Nebraska and South Dakota. Now, these heifers weigh from 1,000 to 1,100 pounds. They've had all their vaccinations. They've been through the program. The calves have had black leg and CD and scour guard shots. Now, these heifers are mostly Angus. There'll be a few black baldies on them. Blanchard Farms have consigned a 30-head string of Charolais crossbred 5- to 8-year-old cows with nice calves by their side, and Case Farms will be in with 50 pairs of black and black baldies. Now, they're 4- to 6-year-old cows. And Cassidy Farms are selling 30-head of mixed-age cows, but they have big calves by their side, and the cows have been running back with the bulls. That's a special cow-calf pair sale coming up this Saturday at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. I'm visiting with G.B. Oliver of Paragon Foundation. Tell our listeners about the Paragon.
We were very fortunate when Mr. Lineberry helped us set up this foundation that he endowed us in a way that we could run the infrastructure. So therefore, we don't have to take any monies that anybody contributes to this foundation and use it for anything other than to help the people down on the ground. One thing Mr. Lineberry made me promise 31 days before he died, when we sat out and we worked this out, he said, I want you to take this foundation and I want you to help the people that can't help themselves. And I made a commitment to him, and I will die with that commitment. And I can assure you that when you contribute any money to this foundation, it goes to those people on the ground and helping those people on the ground, every dime of it.
Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877, that's toll-free, 847-3443. Or go on the web at paragonfoundation.org.
Have returned. I'm going to give your telephone number very quickly, Steve, because we're going to run out of time here. But your number is 1-800-409-5633. 1-800-409-5633. Or on the line, it's efoodsdirect.com. E, just a letter E, F-O-O-D-S, direct.com. We have a caller from Texas. I want to speed this up, Farmer. Give us a real quick comment here, if you would, please.
Okay, howdy. I've been listening to you for a long time. I was raised on a dairy farm in Texas and up in Arkansas, Green Bay, Arkansas. Steve, he has got nailed it right on the head. I want to point out, though, 10, 15 years ago under the Clinton regime, they passed a federal law against stockpiling food over a certain day.
I think that wasn't a federal law. I think that was one of Clinton's executive...
That was an executive order.
Executive order.
Well, if executive order, when it's signed, if Congress does not rescind it or cast it down, then it becomes law.
Right. Hey, thanks.
I just wanted to point that out.
Yeah.
But, brother, y'all, Mr. Steve, you know what you're talking about. And do remember that... Joe Stalin killed more people through starvation than Hitler killed in the camps
Okay, hey, thanks for the call.
Yeah,
what about hoarding, Steve?
Well, let me put it this way. Right now, an ideal situation. When they come out and say to the American population, you must store some food, yes, they're minimizing it, but they are opening the door and the window for us to put in supplies of food under their direction. So at this point, we have a window of opportunity. Those of us who have ears to hear and eyes to see can put in the food that we want to. Now, at some point in time, they will, in fact, stop the shipment of food. We've seen situations in other countries. England still can't store any food as a result of the World War II anti-hoarding laws that were in place. We still have some of those in place if they choose to enact them. But the fact is that at this point, they literally are in a situation where they have opened the door for us to store food. Now, when they close that, we don't know. They will. But the fact is, until they do, we're telling folks, please, please decide how many years of food you need to store. Please figure it out for yourself. Go through your own research. Don't leave something that's a life and death issue for your family to some conjecture by some idiot like Steve Shank that just gets on there and rants and raves about what's happening. Figure out for your own family. Each head of each family has a responsibility as the patriarch or the matriarch of that family to figure out what they need and then find a reasonable supplier. Give us a call. We'll, even if you don't order food through the co-op, we'd be glad to tell you what suppliers or what combinations of food to put in.
Yeah, I've read through your information. It's interesting. Here's some of the things you're not going to get or that you don't want. Where did I see that now?
Want me to do it for you, Derek?
Very quickly, yes.
No genetically altered food, no Mexican imports. Everything has to be packed in American-made cans because foreign cans don't hold their integrity long enough. You have to have food that's dried from fresh raw, and it has to be taken down to about 2% moisture so it'll hold its integrity. It has to be packed with a rarefied oxygen atmosphere, in other words, no oxygen, so it stores 12 to 15 years. And you have to be careful because a lot of the retailers out there know that the average person does not know how much to store or what to store.
And we don't want to, we're going to run out of time. We don't want to store such things as wheat products,
Well, you don't want to fill cans with a bunch of flour and sugar and things like that.
Yeah,
you want to fill them with good substantial food so that you get the maximum out of that food supply dollar.
And we're out of time. Give Steve a call. His number is 1-800-409-5633. Or look him up on the net. It's efoodsdirect.com.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds?
Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.